What's going on, man? It's your big bro, Trent. You tuned in to the greatest podcast in the world. Because what I'm going to tell you, a lot of people can't even tell you in the world. I mean, it's the type of stuff that what I'm going to tell you, you got to go to encyclopedias and glossaries and dictionaries and all kind of stuff just to figure out what I'm saying, what really it means. I'm about to tell you some real divine stuff because I was just listening to my thoughts earlier, and I'm just like, yo, this is a divine message right here. Let me let you know what it says. You know what I'm saying? And so it all came back to self-expression. Self-expression. Now, I don't know what you think when you hear that word or that term, like self-expression. I don't know what you hear, but like when I hear self-expression, for me, I ain't anybody going to it. But you get what I'm saying, though. Like, self-expression is like being able to express yourself to. Hold on, is there a limit or something? Hey, bro, is there a limit how much you should express yourself? I mean, no, not really. It's just whatever you consider expressing yourself. Oh, for real? Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Man, let me get back to putting these cassette tapes in the right slots. All right, man, my bad. I didn't mean to interrupt your job and then like that, but you know what I'm saying? It's just like expression should be normal to your personality if you really think about it. Like, why is it so hard for you to express who you truly are? Just ask. Like, if human beings can ask themselves that, why is it so hard for you to, and this is what I mean when I say express. When I say express, I mean peace, I mean love, I mean happiness. Just three things. Peace, love, and happiness. It's really simple. It's really easy. Okay? So when I say, why is it so hard for you to express yourself? I'm basically saying, why is it so hard for you to be at peace with somebody? Why is it so hard for you to, like, express yourself to somebody and let them know how you really feel? Why is it so hard for you to love somebody that never even came from where you came from? They never went through what you went through, but they went through what they went through, and they went through what they went through because that's what God put into their life for them to go through. But we ain't got to that understanding yet. Okay, so that's why we continuously moving on. Self-expression is very powerful. One of the people that I like that self-expressed themselves good or expressed themselves good was Lauryn Hill. I like Lauryn Hill. My mama liked Lauryn Hill too. I don't know if she still likes him to this day. Damn, I don't even think my mama listens to my own podcast. Hey, and see, but that's because my mama is the queen. She's the goddess. She's so super smart. Man, she came from Egypt. I mean, that's what I would imagine that she came from, but she grew up in the same time I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina. But anyway, let's move forward to her self-expression. Like, we live in a world nowadays in 2023 where the cell phone is our expression. Siri asks what we want. Alexa asks what we want to do and stuff like that, so forth and so forth. But it's like, don't you know you can live a life outside of your technology? You can live a life outside of your Alexa Ring camera. Like, you can live a life outside of your Tesla sensors going off because somebody like me was approaching them because we both stayed in a rich condo. You know what I mean? And like, I used to stay like next door to some people that you already know that was carrying them bags and stuff like that. And then I used to go downstairs in the parking garage like around their car where I used to park. And then the things would go off in their car like, I'm a Tesla. Get away from me. Everybody has me. And you don't need to get close to me because if you don't have the type of credit that we have, and look, I know you're black. Black alert. Carl was going off black alert alarms. And I'm just like, yo, that's not me he's talking about, is it? I am leprechaun skin. I'm light skin. I just could change myself. I'm not a black American. No, seriously, I'm not a black American because if you really knew your colors, then you would understand that I am brown. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that debate. But see, basically what I'm telling you right now is, right now, listening to me, I am a form of self-expression. And I got here, it wasn't overnight, yo. I'm just going to keep it real with you. Your true self is going to develop slowly but surely. But see, here's the thing that you got to do. You got to be able to say, God, I accept the challenge. I mean, real talk, you got to say that with me right now. You got to say, God, I accept it. Listen, repeat after me. Just say, God, I accept the challenge. I'm going to be the best I can be. I don't know what you have planned for me, but God, I know it's the best for me. I'm going to work. I'm going to work. I'm going to work. I'm going to work to who you want me to be. Because God, you know why? Because God, do you know why? Because your son Jesus Christ, he died for me. Because your son Jesus Christ, he died for me. Because your son Jesus Christ, he died for me. And you don't got to worry about nothing. You safe, you protected, you divinely covered in the name of Jesus. Nothing is going to happen to you. You're going to always succeed. You're going to always proceed forward and do the regular things that you normally used to do before you talk to me on this podcast. It's your big brother, Trey, man. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure y'all share this podcast with somebody else who you think that, you know, they would like the type of talk that I talk. You know, it's your big brother, Trey. Other than that, man, make sure you look me up on YouTube, Trend Genius. I'm the only son of Albert Einstein. Genius, spelled with a G. G-E-N-I-U-S, Trend, T-R-E-N, Genius. Look me up, check me out. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. Send me an email if you need to talk to me personally and book a session with me. TreniusHenderson@gmail.com. Oh, and by the way, you can also send me a PayPal, too, if you're feeling lucky. Because I know some of y'all be at the casinos. Y'all be like, let me change trades. All right, listen. If you want to send me a little $5 from that $500,000 that you won, send me a donation at TrentisHenderson@paypal.com, man. I gladly appreciate it. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. This is why you should express yourself more. It's your big bro, Trent, man. Peace.